Hello, discerning podcast listeners. This is Tom Kenny, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Glorf.
Glorf!
I know what you mean, Ferb. It does seem like more than 104 days.
Hello, and welcome to episode 83 of Palco, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am one of your hosts, TFG and Mike. Joining me, as always, Pecan Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Today is the 83rd day of summer, and this means it is the day that the GCRN finally gets back to our new cartoon review podcast for 2021. And it's funny because 5 years ago today we started this show. This is April 1st, 2021 as we're recording this, folks. And no, it is not an April Fool's joke. We don't do that here at the Geekcast Radio Network. We never have. We probably never will, even though Steve has had several ideas to do so. However, 5 summers ago, it's taken us 5 summers to finish this show.
That's more than the actual show.
Yeah, exactly. I know, right? 104 days times 5 years, whatever. Anyway, we have 21 days left of the podcast, and today we are doing the very last episode, according to Disney Plus, for Season 3, at least with watching it on Disney Plus. This is your backstory. But before that, something I forgot from the Where's Perry podcast. Flight 4311 now boarding. It's a flight to hell, folks.
It's the flight to hell.
Harry the Platypus, over here! Hurry, hurry, the show's about to start!
Ladies and gentlemen, someone in our studio audience has a date with history! So come on up, because this is your backstory, Heinz Doofenshmirtz!
Me? It's me, Harry the Platypus!
Let's give him a big round of applause! Tonight, we explore the life of a true evil genius and find out just what makes him tick.
But how?
I'm glad you asked. With the help of our exciting but potentially lethal memory extraction technology, all of your most deeply suppressed memories will appear right on this screen. It's like a TV clip show fueled by your own brain. Now, let's start our trip down Memory Strasse on the day of your birth, in beautiful Gimmelstub Druselstein.
I don't really remember much about it. I was pretty young at the time.
But yes, this is your backstory. Agent P quickly figures out there is more to Norm's odd reality show that celebrates the eventful life of his creator, Dr. Doofenshmirtz, which is recreated through flashbacks and special guests. It's a clip show, folks.
What a fascinating life! We'll keep track of the level of emotional pain each backstory causes on this colorful gnomometer, as shown by Vanna, our gnomometer spokesmodel. Looks like our gnome has begun his climb. Scale those heights, you bearded Scandinavian cutie! Perform a segue back to rites of passage!
Smooth, Norm.
Thank you! Don't break the rhythm, sir.
It is. Nobody warned me. I just, you know, I stumbled into this and found out. I was so disappointed.
But, okay, so we've had two, to my failing brain cells, we've had two clip shows right now. We've had Phineas's birthday clip-o-rama, and we've had this. This is your backstory.
Right.
While I enjoyed clip-o-rama as a clip show, I like this much better.
I don't like clip shows in general, and I think this one, I mean, it's nice to have one at the end of the season to kind of recap the things that happened, and sometimes they're nice, but sometimes I think for the most part, it's like, it's a clip show. There's nothing new going on here.
I mean, the idea of why he's doing it is kind of new. I mean, he's basically taking all his negative energy and becoming an ogre. I mean, he's basically turning into a Shrek version of himself for Phineas. And I mean, seriously, the idea that he's doing this, and he's doing this based on his own past, how shall we say, tragic life experiences, you know, I mean, that is kind of it, like, because as of this recording, I am still editing episodes 79, 80, 81, and 82. in 79, we say, Doof really, and we've been saying all season lately, Doof really isn't that evil. He's not that. This is him trying to be evil, and I think it's, not that I think being evil is cool, but I think him trying to be evil is cool. It's not just him, oh my god, the hot dog guy, I need to get my revenge on the hot dog guy, or I need to get my revenge on the on Guy Fieri, on the pizza guy, kind of thing. Like, yeah. It's not that kind of thing. It's a, he wants to become evil.
Let me tell you, transitioning to adulthood was painful, but actually, I guess a good indicator of things to come. In Gibbelstump, jumping from the high dive was an important rite of passage.
Are you a man or a schnitzel?
I'm a man.
Sein Bein nicht.
Das Kind ist ein Schnitzel.
After that, my father and I became increasingly distant.
Zu nah.
Whatever, I'm so over it.
And there's another voice you might recognize.
What exactly am I here for again?
Roger.
It's your brother, Roger Doofenshmirtz, beloved mayor of Danville. Everybody loves him.
All right, enough with the cheering. This is my show, not his.
Can I help it if mommy liked me best?
Look at all those burbling memory bubbles. Tell us all about it, Dr. D.
And he's using his own, you know, tragic life to do so.
He's just trying too hard, I think.
Turn your sounds off.
Did I chime? I'm sorry.
Yes, you chimed.
He would like more time. Yes, he would give me more time. Okay. This is the, you know, the main reason that I exist is so my kids, you know, say, oh, it's 10 o'clock, and my machine just told me that I've run out of time. I said, oh, fine. I will approve you for another hour so that you can watch YouTube.
Yes,
so they
exactly.
Go to bed. It's, I should have given them more. It's not a school night tonight, technically, because it's Good Friday tomorrow.
Oh, yes, Good Friday.
No school. Anyway, moving right along. Now you're just mocking me.
Well, yeah. Hello. Of course I'm mocking you.
I don't know why. What did I do to you?
Backstory. Oh, boy. There is so much to unpack here, and I like that they do it in, obviously, chronological order. But wow, there's so much.
For a time, I was happy. It was a short time. It was right there. It was like 5 seconds when I was pushing the thing back and forth on the rod. And soon I learned my parents were expecting a brand new baby girl. My mother spent months knitting pretty dresses. Unfortunately, the baby turned out to be a boy, and because we were out of material, I was forced to wear those same dresses for an entire year, drawing mockery and scorn from all of my manly classmates. I wanted to gain my mother's affection somehow, so I went to the claw machine district in hopes of winning her a gift. Fortunately, I had with me my allowance, which I'd been saving for a whole year. 1 3-cent coin. I dropped it into a slot and carefully maneuvered the claw toward the beckoning fuzzy grail. Odds were against me. But then it happened! The miracle! The claw grabbed the stuffed animal. It was mine. Then, like a knight of yore, I gallantly gave the prize to my beloved mother, who immediately turned around and gave it to my brother, Roger. I was crushed as I watched Roger produce a big red marker and write his name on the toy. And then afterwards proceed to do the same to my mother, claiming both as his own and effectively shutting me out of the family dynamic.
You know, Hines, there's more than one way to a mother's heart.
Kickball.
I don't want to read the list from the wiki. don't want to read the list,
but let's talk about some illusions, shall we? This is your life, obviously. This is your backstory. It's kind of taken from that. The Price is Right, the nomometer,
whatever it is,
is used in the episode as clearly a spoof of the pricing game cliffhangers.
You know the name of the game on Price is Right. That's funny.
Sure, why not?
You're just reading it, aren't you? All right, never mind.
Come on now.
The Price is Right. I can hear it in my head going, boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
Yeah.
And here you go. Here's your favorite for the illusions. Doof mentions the space encounter with Balloony was highly improbable, possibly a reference to the improbability drive in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That was a huge stretch.
Yes, well.
He said, oh, it's highly improbable. My first thought was, but not impossible. You know, right. But that's a different quote. Yeah. My mind did not go to Hitchhiker's Guide, oddly.
Yeah. I think my favorite part is him being a lawn gnome.
I can't remember what the words were. They're like, see Heil! Every time he tries to move.
Yeah, yeah. It's Spaghetti Dish or something. Yeah.
Spaghetti Deutsch.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't speak the Deutsch. Oh, dear.
Yes. What else do you want to say about this one? Because this is going to be a really short podcast if we don't find something else.
We're going to find something to say. Well, you know, I like Norm in this. I mean, I always like Norm. He's
right.
Funny. But the thing with Norm is he already sounds like a game show host.
Yep.
So, I mean, he fits in naturally as the game show host. And absolutely. It's funny that it's kind of got a little bit of Price is Right in there, but it's very much like This Is Your Life from the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, I wasn't around to see that it live on television, but, you know, I know that it serves a place in history. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like The Dating Game. I never actually saw that live.
Really? Either. I saw a bunch of reruns of The Dating Game when I was a kid.
It. I saw a lot of reruns. I've seen it before. I know what it is. But it was before my time.
Right, yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Like, okay, in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, let's say, because, well, let's just say 80s, because by 83 you were 10.
Yeah.
By 89 I was 9. But the point is that everything we watched in the 80s, majority of it, unless it was new, was reruns. Like, I thought, because they aired it the way it aired in the 60s, I thought Batman 66 was a new damn show when I was a kid because I didn't know any better. No, I'm serious. Really? Like, yeah. As a kid, I thought Batman 66 was the new hotness, not the old and busted show that it is.
I did not think it was new. I mean, you can pretty well tell just by the way it.
Well, yes, obviously, but I was a dumb kid, and you know, 40 years later, come find out I have brain issues and I'm brain damaged and whatever. So you know,
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
I remember when I was little. You know, I loved it because it was Batman. I don't think, mm-hmm. but I mean, I knew it was older Batman. You know, but I mean, when. Oh man, what time did they do the Batman Redux? And I think it was like 89.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in high school when they redid Batman. And then at that point, you know, it kind of frames it.
Yeah. Yeah. The interesting thing about this episode is that something we talked about in the Dunkelberry Imperative. Which, it's so funny. I forgot the name of the Dunkelberry. I forgot the name of that episode. The file names for it that I have from recording the audio. Drusselstein DMV Goat Registration Part 1, 2, 3, 4. What, like, I couldn't even remember the Dunkelberry Imperative name. But anyway, we talked about when he goes to Drusselstein to get his driver's license renewed. In this, we see how he came to America.
He's
not legal.
Yeah. He's trying to take over the world so he can abolish ICE. For not having the ICE track me down, I'm going to take over the tri-state area and dismantle the immigration authorities so they don't send me back.
I guess, man. I don't know. But you say that this isn't that original. Well, we've seen a lot of the backstories, but we haven't seen all of them because I don't even remember him ever saying how he, I mean, other than the fact that they came to America, we never actually saw how he got to America. And a store, really, a store.
The store. Store is like Gimmel Stumpfian for
store.
Boat walkway.
Yeah, exactly.
he doesn't know the difference.
Apparently not.
Hey, on the plus side, we got a Kickball song by Love Handle.
Yes, yes, we did.
That's what we did. It was a ripoff of one of their older songs, but...
Yeah, Kick Your Way Right Into My Heart.
Kick Your Way Right Into My Heart.
Yep.
But it's nice that they made an appearance. I don't think we get nearly enough Love Handle anymore.
Well, you know, I mean... You know, we'll talk about this next time in the Season 3 recap episode, but I mean, you got a whole episode, the greatest episode ever of Phineas and Ferb. You got Love Handle throughout the whole thing.
Hey.
Delivery of Destiny, man, I'm telling you. Christian Slater, Love Handle, it's got everything you need.
Tragic sigh.
Yes, yes.
Speaking of tragedy, they murdered Balloony.
More than once.
You bastards. So I have trouble with the death of Balloony in that how should I put it? How does that work with the continuity? Because I mean, he was still alive at the end of Meepolis in Seattle.
Yeah, but they popped him there too. I thought I don't remember.
Popped him.
It's a balloon, folks.
Oh, yeah, maybe they did because Perry reconstructed him.
Yeah, yeah.
Made him faster and better and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Covered in tape.
Oh, Lord.
Everyone knows that tape makes balloons stronger. If you put tape on a balloon, you can stick a needle right through the tape and it won't pop.
What's so funny to me is he talks about Balloony and he talks about this long-lasting spray he invented. If he can invent long-lasting spray, he could really, you know, amp up his evilness here because, hello, if he can invent that, I mean, you know, Spider-Man invents the web shooters. He mixes, you know, Spider-Man's a chemist, a scientist, whatever. Peter Parker is anyway. You know, and right. in most iterations of Spider-Man, they're mechanical web shooters. They don't need to be organic. Spider-Man does not need to be a mutant, for crap's sake, Sam Raimi. But, you know, it's one of those things where if Doof can come up with long-lasting spray to keep a balloon from popping, you would think that, you know, he'd be able to do other scientific things to take over the tri-state area.
Well, I mean, he makes all these zonators.
Yeah, but, okay, maybe we, not that we're going to do this, maybe we need to look at maybe we'll do this in episode 104, look at all of the zonators and just compare them and be like, most of his zonators serve his own needs. It's not like, yes, his grander scheme is to take over the tri-state area, which is all Linda's fault, because originally he wanted to take over the world, or he was going to take over the world. But, I mean, most of the Innators, we've watched 3 seasons of this show now, and I love this show. I don't dislike Phineas and Ferb. And I love that Doof isn't, you know, Mr. the Regurgitator. Kind of, you know, he's not the super evil villain. But it's one of those things where most of his Innators are serving his own needs, whether it's getting revenge on somebody or trying to get ahead in something or... You know, trying to make life easier. I mean, you know, you put 2 things together, except, you know, whatever that innator was where he and Norm ended up in the same body or something, you know, the I don't know what it was called. I'm not even looking at it. But I'm saying, like, as we've said, the guy isn't as evil. You know,
right.
But yet he can make long-lasting sprees. He's smart enough to make long-lasting spray for a balloon. Like, come on. Maybe you need to go back to evil science camp, Doof.
I didn't spend 4 years in evil science camp to be called Mister. Let's discuss the best part of this episode.
Vanessa.
Vanessa shows up.
Holy crap! My voice cracked when I said it.
I know. Wow. I wasn't going to mention it because I didn't want to embarrass you, but wow. Vanessa shows up. And suddenly it's a Vanessa clip show.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Even that might not be enough to save this one.
Oh, it is. It honestly, the way that... Because, again, it's not just random backstories. It's not like... You go look at the...
It's pretty random, yeah.
Not really. I mean, it starts off at the beginning of his life, at the birth, where his parents didn't even show up to it. And then it ends on what he's currently doing. So it's chronologically gone through his life. It's not just, oh, let's travel. You know, they didn't just jump in a DeLorean and go, let's go to Doof's high school years. Let's go here. Like, it's not all over the place. It is chronological through his life.
Yeah. I guess. You know, it's like they go chronological through his life, but they're still pulling clips, though, for the most part.
They are, and that's the point. It is a clip show, but at least it's not like... Okay, so looking through the list here of the continuity, Doofenshmirtz's first anator in losing to a baking soda volcano from Unfair Science Fair. That comes before Doofenshmirtz's date with Linda in What Do It Do? So at least... You know, those aren't, you know, at least the date isn't first, and then they go back. Like, at least they're not doing one of those timey-wimey things that they've done. Like, 5 minutes later, 20 minutes earlier, 75 minutes in the future. You know, at least it's not jumping around. It's a specific chronological order to what he's doing up until the end, where he is like, I have all the evil in me now. And, oh, wait. You know, Perry just pulls out his wallet and just shows the pictures of, and then we get My Nemesis. That's another reason why this gets a 5. I haven't heard My Nemesis in a while. My Nemma.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to sell you on this, am I? I'm already writing down a 5 for me.
Okay. Well, there is a good part besides Vanessa. They have a montage of all the failed anators.
Yes, exploding. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And that was awesome.
Yes, that it was.
I really liked that. That way. All the explosions. Why is everything so explodey? It's like this episode was co-directed by Michael Bay.
No, these explosions are much better than Michael Bay explosions.
The entire building blows up. I mean, man.
Yep.
What do you need? And at the end, the quantum vortex is achieved.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought it was just ping pong.
Yeah, that's the other thing, because most of this focuses on Doof and Vanessa and the Doofenshmirtz and Norm and all of that.
Yeah. And the boys in Kansas kind of show up intermittently just for a second.
Yeah.
Just to let you know they're still here.
Exactly. They're still here. They're still doing stuff. And because you have Lindana doing her thing, you know, it's grody back here. you know, I mean, you don't necessarily need to see Mom. And Lawrence, he's off doing whatever he's doing with his antiquing. So it's not like you really need him. And yeah, ping pong, ping pong, ping pong. And then, oh, wait, we're going to add this extra thing.
At the very end.
At the very end.
To show that we were actually doing something improbable, if not impossible.
That's right.
See how I wrap that up there?
Yep. It's all Kim's fault.
I blame Kim.
The reason why I blame Kim is because she stole Team Impossible's gig. Because, you know, Kim Possible, Team Possible. It's a Disney thing, folks.
Of course. I see what you did there.
Yes, exactly. No, I really thought this was super fun. I thought it was cool. I thought that literally, as of the recording, like the day that we recorded this, I've seen this episode, besides the very first time I saw it years ago when it aired, I've seen this episode in total maybe 5 times today. If I watch an episode more than twice, I kind of love it. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I don't. I would say this one's got everything that you'd think would sum up to a great episode. Uh-huh. It's got guest appearances. It's got Vanessa. It's got Love Handle. It's got tons of innators, and they all explode. But it's a clip show, and I really dislike clip shows, so I would just give this one a 3.
Oh, well, I mean, it's not like it's bad. I mean, 3 is average, so that's...
3's average, yeah. It works out. It's not a bad show. It's got good points, but, you know, it's a clip show.
Yep. And because it is a clip show, this podcast is going to be extra short today, folks. I do want to bring this up because I never knew who voiced Doof's mom. It was Cloris Leachman. Now, you folks can go look her up on IMDb or Wikipedia or wherever you want to look her up.
If you're old like me, you know already.
Oh, stop it. Yeah. If you're old like you, you know already. And honestly, as soon as I saw her name, my first thought was, hey, she was Mrs. Sworsky in Girl Meets World. Of course, you wouldn't know that because you refuse to watch Girl Meets World, even though it is already on Disney Plus.
I watched part of it. I did. Yeah.
Okay, well, there's season 2 episode. I'll have to get it for you after the fact, just so you could see Cloris Leachman. That's the only reason why I'm even saying this. Sadly, she did pass away. She passed away 4 months ago. January 27th, 2021, Leachman died in her sleep at her home at the age of 94. Cause of death was a stroke with COVID-19 contributing factors. Which really sucks.
Yeah. I mean, she made it through 2020. Not a lot of people can say that.
Very true.
100% of people who died in 2020 can't say that they made it through 2020.
Very true. She actually was in the Muppet movie in 1979 as the Lord's secretary. I don't remember that part. But
really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
She was in a version of Hansel and Gretel in 1987. Was that the TV show? No, I don't know. Anyway, she's been in a bunch of stuff. She's very, very famous actress. She was in the Beverly Hillbillies for a number of years. Daisy May and Granny Moses. Very, very cool. And she was pretty much acting right up until her death almost. Seriously.
I love this quote. I'm so sick of Betty White.
Oh, stop it. You leave Betty White alone.
Oh, no, that was from Cloris Leachman.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure she was just kidding, but...
Right, yeah. Okay.
That's funny. Oh, she was on Dancing with the Stars at 82.
Yep.
In 2005. Wow, that's insane.
Yes, it is.
Oh. That is a very physically taxing show to watch.
Yes, it is. to watch. Hey, jeez, can't do that. All right, there is one. I have not watched all 2000 seasons. I don't know how many seasons Dancing with the Stars is up to now. But two reasons why I love that show. Number one. Tom Bergeron as the host is awesome because Tom Bergeron is awesome. Number two, I'll pull this up for you off air and send it to you. I think I've sent it to you before. They did a Mario dance. They did a video game dance. And I was
you're kidding.
Yeah, no, I'll pull it up and send it to you. It's so cool. But that's the only reason why I have any knowledge of Dancing with the Stars.
Because
of Super Mario Brothers Bergeron.
Nice.
That's right. All right. We are going to take a quick break, come back with the closing and teasing what's coming for the recap and more after this.
Behold the backs
Marionator! You see, evil is born from pain and loss. But reliving one story at a time was not getting me anywhere. Now, with this, I can collect the liquid essence of all my pain and suffering. And when it's all full, I can re-inject it into myself, making me the most powerfully evil person that has ever lived. Then nothing can stop me from taking over the entire Tri-State
Empire! Oh, there's Mama Ocelot.
Ironically, she's still more nurturing than my own mother. Oh, I'll quit it!
Hi, I'm Terry Smith, the host of Music Talks, the podcast where I ask guests a simple but beguiling question. Choose a song from each decade of your life and tell me why these songs mean so much to you. Guests and listeners love this format, and if you want to find out why, then take a listen at musictalkspod.buzzsprout.com or use your favourite podcast app. Just search on Music Talks Terry Smith. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and... talk to me. Then send me a tweet at Music Talks Pod. I look forward to doing some music talking soon.
By the power of Grayskull, I command the Jawbridge.
The Powers of Grayskull series will cover every episode of all four Masters of the Universe cartoons, John Optimus Solo and myself, TF2 and Mike, as we tell tales of Eternia, discover the myths of Etheria, become masters in space, and finally Masters of Grayskull. We'll have a commentary on the Secret of the Sword film, and a few other special episodes. You can find this 125-episode-long podcast in iTunes and on the web at geekcastradio.com. By the power and honor of Grayskull, we all have the power.
I hope I didn't miss anything exciting.
Well, I am shocked and dismayed.
Well, now you can't be both. You be shocked, I'll be dismayed.
Coming in 2016, Steve Megatron and myself, TF2 and Mike, bring you a brand new TV review show. Welcome to Podcaster Meets World. That's right. We're launching a Boy and Girl Meets World review podcast here on the GCRN. It'll take us 70 episodes of the podcast to review all 158 episodes of Boy Meets World. After that, we will tackle Girl Meets World. You can find Podcaster Meets World on GeekCastRadio.com and iTunes starting late summer, early fall 2016. So come on and walk through the world with us.
I love the thing they call.
Kid?
Yes?
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film, Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TF2 and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Kit?
Yes, Michael?
Just keep driving.
Dacian, the superhero webcomic. Dacian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at Dacian.com. Dacian.com.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so funny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Yay! Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. we talk.
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Once I have charged my backstory in Aether, the tragedy of it all will be re-injected back into me, and I will be transformed into the ultimate creature of evil! And look, we're almost there! One more backstory should do it! Let's see. Remember the time...
Hey, Dad, can I have the keys to the car?
Oh, sure, Vanessa. Oh, no, no, good memories flowing. Oh, can't stop. Pleasant reminiscences.
A substandard dad, but the only one I had.
Hey, sweetheart, how'd you like to take a ride on a real bike?
She's 16!
But this piece of plastic in my hand makes me finally understand. Maybe you're not so bad a dad. Not so bad.
It only matters that I think he's cool.
She thinks I'm cool!
Okay, Dad, if you want to hold your head and quiver some more, that's totally okay with me. But can I have the keys?
Oh, yeah, right. Here you go.
Have fun with your little toys.
All right, we are back here at the podcast organization without a cool acronym. And holy crap, we've made it through three seasons of this cartoon show. Yay.
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 I sound so excited.
This has been a fun journey, and I find it interesting that most of the podcasts that I end up doing usually end up, like, when I plan out a podcast, it's usually a two-year plan. And obviously, life comes before podcasting. I've said that since December 12th, 2008. But it's like, we should have had this done in one summer, and then just life happens, and stuff happens, and you move, you this, you that, you whatever, you get married, you get divorced, you stay together, you all this and all that and other stuff and whatever. And here we are, five seasons, five summers later, and we're at the home stretch. Because coming up next, we've got the season three recap, where we're going to do top 10 lists of episodes, songs, and other things. And then episode 85, we start season 4 with Fly on the Wall, My Sweet Ride for Your Ice Only, and Happy New Year. We then have episode 86, which features Bully Bust and Backyard Hodgepodge. 87 is Der Kinderlumper and Just Desserts. I remember some of these. You probably don't know what any of these are.
I missed a lot of season 4.
Yeah. Which is going to be interesting to see. And the last one I'll mention here is episode 88, The Story of B-Day, B-Day and B-Story, an episode I've been referencing since season 2 of this podcast. So we'll finally get to that. Very, very cool. Very, very fun. Any final thoughts before we close it out?
You know, funny thing. Yes. I keep photos of us in my wallet to show you in case you ever turn evil. You know, and you're like, I'm evil, and I'll be like, wait, and I'll show you, and then you'll calm down, back off from that ledge.
I think the only photos of us is at my wedding, so you know.
Yeah, I've got photos from your house when we visited.
Well, right, but I'm saying that time when everybody came up to Chicago, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only time we've met. Like, you're making it sound like we've been nemesi for decades now, and we really
I don't
haven't.
Visit daily. But
yeah, exactly. It's not like you're going to come out to Washington State every day.
If I had a jetpack, you know, I might make it over more often.
Would you find it at, you know, the Pink Unicorn or something? Oh yeah. Lord help me if I ever go full evil, because, oh boy, that would not be. No one wants to see that.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
But nobody wants evil people, you know. In general,
yes. Yeah. That's why we got rid of the orange troglodyte. Anyway. It's a running gag, folks.
A running gag at this point. People who don't listen to this for another 4 years are going to be like, what's he talking about? But my grandchildren listen to this out of curiosity. They're going to be like, what's he talking about?
And I'm sure at that point they can just turn to their Google assistants and say, hey, Google, hey, Siri, hey, Windows Phone, do this. Search orange troglodyte. And, of course, the first thing that's going to pop up is
the orange troglodyte.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
You basket weaver. The dishwasher, that's what it was. Yeah.
Yes, purple monkey dishwasher, that's right. You're gonna pay for that purple monkey dishwasher comment. Oh god, that's funny.
I forgot what it was.
Chocolate peanut butter beer.
Oh yeah. I've had a lot of good chocolate peanut butter porters, but I'm sure that one's delicious.
Who knows? I have no clue, and I have no interest to even find it. No.
Chocolate and peanut butter. How bad could it be?
You just take the beer out of it, and it's fine.
I often say, you know, people who don't like beer just haven't had the right beer yet. So maybe you'd like to give it a try.
Yeah, I'm not a drinker. Not really.
That's okay. So. I won't hold it against you.
Thank you for joining us here on Palco. There are several ways to get in contact with us to leave feedback for the show. Visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on this and any other episode you choose. Send any email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Just put in the subject line Palco and whatever episode you're referencing. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays: Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and of course the home where our files exist, Spreaker. You can also use any other podcatching client you choose, but I prefer you use one of these. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Yes, iTunes is still a thing. Follow us on Twitter. I am at TFG and Mike. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. What is your Twitter?
Pecan CT Michael.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palco and wish you'll join us next time, when we will be giving you the Season 3 recap of Phineas and Ferb. Now, this is probably going to be a few weeks, folks. So it might be the middle of April or the end of April before we actually record and release that episode. And because recap shows take a while. They aren't just clip shows. It isn't just me going through episode 83 all the way back to episode 61. The last 22 episodes and just cutting out clips of us, because that's just too much work. It's bad enough Michael makes me edit the show as it is. So for now, I am TFG and Mike with
Michael Wilson.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
But wait, there's more. My mother's love was always inexplicably linked to Well, I'll just let the song tell you. My mother's love was always inexplicably linked to kickball, and my brother was an expert from the start. But I lacked finesse, so when put to the test, I couldn't kick my way right into her heart. Ladies and gentlemen, Love Handle!
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second. You had Love Handle play your flashback?
I know, people.
Really?
Hey, is that Love Handle?
Yes, it is.
Long backstory short.
A man, or are you a schnitzel?
I'm a schnitzel.
Apparently a cold one.
Cold schnitzel.
Say it again.
Aren't you a little young to be a podcaster?
No, I'm not. Aren't you a little old to be watching this cartoon show?
Yes, I am. It's good to see the nation's senior citizens taking an interest in cartooning.
Yes, it is.
There's not really any more. That's about it.
Oh, fine. You've bored me into submission.
1,562,972? 1,562,978! We did it! We've stored up enough kinetic energy, the quantum vortex should appear any second now.